bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Dr. Ken Harris, I always catch myself, and I always want to make sure I do this. And so every time, right before, about 15 seconds prior when it starts to fade, I go to plug in my headphones. And I looked and I said to myself, that was pretty easy. That was like real easy. And then I look at the headphone, it's the wrong set of headphones. So I would have plugged in the wrong set of headphones, put them on, and heard nothing. Then I would have thought, oh my gosh. Something's broken. No, dummy, you broke it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It's going to be one of them days. It's Thursday. But today is not pop-off Thursday. I always forget what I call Thursday. Friday is pop-off Friday, so Thursday is what? I can never remember. And so everything I need for my show, ironically, I put in my pockets because I know I'm going to forget. And sure enough, here I am, and I made it, and you made it. Want to remind you, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show. So, I have a comment for someone. I was about to say someone and somebody. And that's why you get those weird words when I say some broady, right? I got a message, and this is for someone, and I know everybody thinks I hate public education, and I don't. I'm a proud recipient of Chicago public school system, and personally, I think I had a pretty good education. But I need to say something to someone so that they understand exactly where it is I'm coming from. And in order to do that, I need to speak to this person directly. And so that's a lie. I'm calling them out. And I'm telling them so that there's no misunderstanding. And so if someone wants to try to find it, they can simply Google on YouTube or just, I guess, Google. Dear Jill Underly. Now, if you don't know who Jill Underly is, she is the superintendent, the newly elected, newly reelected, which I still don't understand why. Superintendent of Public Instruction. Okay? So rather than go through all the, what's the word I'm looking for? Machinations and ridiculousness, I thought I would just talk to her directly. I thought I would just say to her what I wanted to say. So, it's almost like people set themselves up for failure, right? And there's a story on WPR.org, Wisconsin Public Radio, I guess that's what it is, .org, that's titled, Wisconsin Superintendent Says Schools Will Not Comply with Federal Request to Eliminate DEI Programs. Schools at risk of losing Title I funding if they don't comply with Trump administration directive about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I find it interesting that a white woman whose kids were in public schools, she didn't like it so she could afford a Catholic school, was able to send her kids to Catholic school, but she doesn't want anybody else to be able to do that. If you don't like the fact that your kids are in a certain school, and that they don't like the school or it's a bad school, she don't care. She thinks you should stay in a public school, and if it's trash, your kid will grow up as trash and they will learn trash and their life will be trash and they will grow up to be trash and have little trash kids. Because to her, she don't care. In other words, she don't give a flip about you or your kids. Wisconsin school districts, this is the story from WPR.org, Wisconsin school districts won't comply with a directive from the Trump administration to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs until districts have more information. On yesterday, State Superintendent Jill Underly asked the U.S. Department of Education for clarification on both the intent and legality of an April 3rd directive that schools sign a letter acknowledging they're following the government's interpretation of civil rights law. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is nowhere included in the Civil Rights Act. Read it. This year, Wisconsin received $216 million of Title I money, 82%. $82 million of that went to MPS. Now, this is a woman that says she cares about public schools, but she's letting her politics drive what money schools like MPS get. And so let me do the math. 82, can't press the wrong thing, divided into 216 is roughly 38%. So over a third of the money for the entire state of Wisconsin for Title I funds from the federal government goes to Milwaukee Public Schools. We already know, we really don't know what the last superintendent did with the money. Underly said the request from Department of Education potentially violates required procedural steps, is unnecessarily redundant, and appears designed to intimidate school districts by threatening to withhold critical education funding. Is that your job to do that? Or if the president is telling you if you don't comply, you don't get any money, comply and then fight it. Get the money that you need for the schools that they sorely need and then fight. But don't fight just to fight when you're not losing anything and you have zero dog in this race. Because these other school districts, they don't have DEI policies. You think they got a DEI policy in Superior, Wisconsin? No. In La Crosse? Maybe. In Green Bay? They should. In Milwaukee? Sure. In Podunk, Wisconsin? Absolutely not. They don't give a flip about black or brown or blue or green or yellow kids. But that's okay. It's their school district and it's public and it reflects their community. She said, we cannot stand by while the current administration threatens our schools with unnecessary and potentially unlawful mandates based on political beliefs. But yet she's fighting it based on political beliefs. Our responsibility is to ensure Wisconsin students receive the best education possible. You should have thought about that over the last 4 years when you jacked up the schools. And that means allowing schools to make local decisions based on what is best for their kids and their communities. But yet you're making it for them. I find it interesting. They're trying to interpret Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, many schools have advanced discriminatory practices and policies under the banner of DEI initiatives. Well, the problem is, had they just did what they did and didn't call it DEI, I believe it would be a non-issue. The document from the federal government went on to say that schools could engage in historical observances like Black History Month so long as they don't engage in racial exclusion or discrimination. How many white people you know came to Black History Month celebrations? A good number. We also go to each other's for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, so let's get rid of St. Patrick's Day, too. Columbus, anything indigenous, everything. If you're going to white, oh, wait a minute. That's what they're trying to do. Whitewash everything. And so now you have a school superintendent for the state of Wisconsin who decided on her own that she's going to make sure MPS doesn't get $82 million, at least. Fighting the good fight that doesn't affect her at all. You see, standing up for what you believe in is only good when you have a basis. For the next 3 years and some change, suck it up, get your money, figure out new ways, because I'm going to tell you, before DEI, we were fine. DEI really bumped up after COVID, after George Floyd. But before that, we were processing things and making some inroads, right? But the problem is we keep comparing ourselves to white people. Well, we only have 4% of this, and we, you know, white people have 34%. I don't care. Do the best you can. Add as many to the occupation as you can, to the school, to the job. Just keep moving. I keep saying it. White people are not the arbiters of wealth. They just have more. They're not the arbiters of education. They're just more of them. They're not the arbiters of good neighborhoods. They just move to the suburbs. And I know I'm generalizing, but I'm trying to help you understand that this doesn't help us. We've got schools in Milwaukee that are black. Under this rule, guess what? You know the first school we were shut down? Anybody know? Milwaukee School of Languages. What's another one? Any school, any immersion school, French, German, get rid of it. Boop. It's race related. It's cultural. Get rid of it. And by the way, that means every single Jewish school would never receive any money, but I don't think they receive any federal funding anyway. You get my point? We're missing something because now we have a white female who's decidedly liberal, which is okay, who then turns around and wants to do what? Become an ally to the black community when actually she's shooting us in the foot. And if MPS loses $82 million, I mean, this is the same woman that lowered standards, so you can't tell whether or not black kids are doing well or not. Hit it. Oh, but we just going to change the name and call it something different, and we won't bother with, and so their test scores. No. There has to be a standard. And our kids can rise to the occasion. You don't lower standards or change names so that you can make people feel good or make it look like they're passing when they're not. Because 10 years down the road, when they're 18 years old, after they graduated from eighth grade, they can't get into college. And you know whose fault it is? It's ours, because we never said anything. We keep allowing politics to drive everything we do. It drives money, where you live, how you vote. And now your kid's school? This woman is about to destroy Milwaukee Public Schools. If you think Milwaukee Public Schools had issues, think again. And the new school superintendent, who calls herself a woman of color, she's about to catch it too. Because now they're going to be looking at her sideways. Oh, you're mixed? Huh. They're going to tag the black side. Next thing you know, because that's what always happens. Until somebody takes a step back and lets her know that most black people did not want you to use race preferences and stereotypes as a factor for admissions, hiring, promotion, and scholarship. They can do the work. Matter of fact, because of our historical issues and problems in this country we call America, in most instances, we exceed most people we come up in contact with. So you can't take the kid that's good at math and compare him to the kid that's good at volleyball and then show how smart the kid that does math is smart than the, like, it, you know, we keep getting compared to white people in areas where they know that particular student isn't good at. Meanwhile, we've got thousands of kids going to school, graduating and becoming medical doctors and dentists, physicists, right? We don't shine a light on them. So when you get woke enough to recognize that this woman is jacking your schools in the state of Wisconsin, but guess what? You voted her in. So you put up with her shenanigans. But when you do complain, and when you do write, all I suggest is you don't send one letter with 10,000 signatures. You actually send 10,000 letters so she understands that she messed up. Oh, and by the way, when you start your letter, make sure your letter says, "Dear Jill Underly."
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, there's a lot of buzz going around the draft, but you won't see one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest finance options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customization. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th of this year. So, place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Make sure you sign up for it. Make sure. A What am I missing? Let me go back to. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jill Underly at all. If she wants to come on my show, I'll be glad to have her, because some of the things that she does and some of the things that she decides she wants to do make no sense to me whatsoever. It doesn't. It just makes no sense. I'm going to fight and I'm going to interrupt because the politicians want you to. We're going to do anything that makes Trump look bad. We're going to do anything. Or, hey, let's take this money, sit down with the Trump administration and say, now, look, give us some more guidance. And then you did it on the 10th and you got 14 days? How dumb is that? Well, we're going to force their hand because if we lose money, then he's going to look bad. And he ain't going to care. He's going to be like, oh, y'all did that. Y'all wait. Oh, you want to fight me? Go to court. Supreme Court's backed up into oblivion. Good luck with that. And you'd have to go to what? The U.S. Supreme Court. Get out of here. Got to go to federal court. Got to go to Eastern District of Wisconsin. Work your way. Yeah. Okay. And we'll be sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. Meanwhile, we won't have any money. And then when you don't have money, they will do exactly what Democrats always do. It's their fault. Yeah, we jacked it, but it's their fault. Always blame somebody else for their mess up. And then when they do something good, they step in the way. It really wasn't that black politician's fault. It was some white guy or gal from Madison that actually did it. They'll always figure out a way to win. But this is the same group of people that want to be your ally. And it's really unfortunate because one of the things that has seeped out of society is religion. That thing that helps people recognize the moral side and the immoral side, those things that we do wrong when we wrong our brother or sister, helps remind us to heal. And we have an entire generation that's like, eh. Whatever. So how are we going to fix stuff? It kind of transcends race. It kind of transcends culture. It kind of transcends ethnicity when you find that commonality. Now, granted, I have to say on good authority that the most segregated day of the week is Sunday, church. But that's reflective of culture. And I go to a predominantly black church that has a good number of white members who operate like a black person who goes into a white church. I think it comes down to denomination. But in the end, we need to figure out how we're going to make the Milwaukee Public Schools better than they were. That's all. 833-212-1017 is the number. White Widow, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What you want?
Hey, afternoon. Good news first. All the bougies at the VA who thought it was okay to work from home are now coming back to work. They're creating their office.
Wait. All the who?
Bougies.
Okay. Do you know what the
those people
the
who think
proper,
they're so important?
Do you understand?
Well, since COVID, they didn't come back because it's so important to work from home.
Time out. Bougie people don't like think. I don't know if you should tag people that think they're most important as bougie.
You're right about that. You're right. What should we call them? Elitists? Should we call them let's call them the special people who don't have to show up for work for 3 years.
Okay,
they're coming back to work.
Well, don't call them special because that insults people that ride on a special bus, you know, the short bus. That's insulting them.
Well, I'm not saying where your elevator don't go up to the top floor. I'm just saying they think they're so special and creative and wonderful.
Well, the reason I say that is because I got a hat that says black and bougie, and that's me. So I'm a little offended
would
call shiftless
people. I'll stand corrected. I'll stand corrected. Send me a picture of you in that hat.
Let me talk about the MPS. I will put it on.
Okay.
All right.
I don't do Instagram or YouTube.
Your fault.
You know that.
That's your fault. Dude.
Okay, well, I might expand my horizons one day, but
there
I'm scared. Okay, but
and just follow 101.7 The Truth on Insta, and then you'll be able to just see everything we do.
That, you know what? I might do that just to expand my horizons, and it's a safe platform. Thank you. But you know what? Let me jump into this. It is with distraught and dismay that I sit here and listen to about this lead problem in these schools. I said it a month ago. You cannot deep clean lead. You have to abate it, just like asbestos. And the fact of the matter is where they're saying they have to remove the lead and they have to paint it. They have to find out where the dust is coming, is the source of ventilation, and correct it.
Okay,
and
you're
it
ready?
Just kills
you're ready?
Me.
Just clean the whole school.
What?
Just do the whole school.
Exactly. And then the woman for MPS lead safety program, the white woman gets up there and says when they
wait a minute, does it matter that she's white? But does it matter that she's white?
Yeah, because DPI did nothing about hiring any type of black people in positions, especially young males or males, in the City Hall or the Zeidler building that I've been visiting for the last couple of years.
Okay.
I'll elaborate that she's white.
Well, people hire themselves. So unless you get a black leader in there, well, clearly they don't.
You're
care.
Right. Family and friends.
Well,
family, and friends.
Family and friends. Family and friends.
Right, but this is what happened. She gets up and she said, no inspection? I can't believe that. Lady, you're right down the hall from that guy. How do you not audit to find out if there's an inspection going on if you're head of the lead safety program for the kids in our schools? I'll leave it at that, but this is what kills me, Dr. Ken.
All right.
You know full well as a worker that union rep or any of those teachers in that school could file an OSHA complaint. It would be done by the federal standards.
Yep.
And you wouldn't have these clowns getting up there and saying, we tried to get a hold of the CDC, Center of Disease Control.
Why are they calling the CDC? That's ridiculous.
They tried to call the CDC to assist them. The head of the some clown got up. I don't take the names. And I go and I said, and they said, oh, those people were fired. I said, CDC for lead? The lead that the hazards and the remediation
and
controls have been known for
why
50
widow,
years.
Be nice to people.
It's safe for our kids to work
know.
In a factory.
Come
huh?
on. Some people just don't know what to do, right? They making a couple of $100,000 a year. They just don't know what to do. Come on.
How can they not be burst on that? Look at me. I'm telling you. You know, I can go toe-to-toe with any. And you know what? If you don't have the expertise, then why aren't you getting an industrial hygienist in there? Why aren't you calling 1-800-ANGIE? And you
well,
got that new
oh,
superintendent.
Stop. They're not calling ANGIE for a school. But here's the thing they did do. They got rid of the maintenance guy, and they got rid of the guy because he wasn't doing his job. So thank you, White Widow. I appreciate you. God bless. Earl, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right, so let's talk fact and not fiction. Fact is, those 156 schools in Milwaukee Public Schools belong to the city of Milwaukee and the taxpayers.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
This conversation that many people have who don't have a clue fail to understand that this is not an issue solely that Milwaukee Public Schools has the capacity to fix. So where is the common council? Where is the mayor? Where are people calling out, for elected officials,
exactly,
and especially on the state level,
exactly,
which has done all that it can to not fund not just public schools but schools properly across the state. Okay, and so when people don't know and they say Milwaukee Public Schools should make sure that all these schools are taken care of and lead free. Let's look at it from this perspective.
What's that?
Every day people know on the level of the governor, the mayor, all elected officials, business leaders, that many children are going into schools every day and being exposed to lead, and it's not priority one.
So how do we fix
That's the question.
So then how do we fix it?
You fix it by making it priority one and stop saying, hey, it's all Milwaukee Public Schools. Let me also say to you that there are lead issues in older schools all over this nation.
Absolutely.
It's a major issue.
Yep.
Okay, so okay, I know, but I'm not hearing that, man.
I don't care. I care about Milwaukee Public Schools and the kids that are there.
I hear you.
Okay,
but all I'm hearing is that Milwaukee Public Schools is not doing this and not doing that. As
it's
I stated,
separate district.
Not once have
they're
I.
They're a separate district. Not and
once
the mayor
have
has
I
no
heard
control over it. None.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about what he does have control over are the buildings because they belong to the city. And so if MPS is not taking care right. of those buildings and the lead issues, which are at a crisis level, then the city needs to step forward and not say, well, Milwaukee Public Schools can't get it done.
And
make sure that the buildings are safe for the students who are residents of the city.
And how do they do that?
And the students and the families are residents of the mm-hmm. state.
And so how do they do okay, that? Do they get funding so that they can start?
They do whatever is necessary, man. Well, I mean, what kind of question is that? How do they do that? These are the people
because
who
I'm
are
asking
in charge.
You because you brought it up. What's the solution? That's kind of general.
But clearly what the solution is to do whatever is necessary to clean the buildings up. How idiotic and moronic is it that people continue to talk about this knowing that children that are exposed to lead become adults? And knowing right. the impact of what happens to children.
Correct.
When they're children and the impact of lead and what happens down the road with the damages, kids can't learn. Kids who can't learn then become adults who become a major problem for the society.
Correct.
So take care of it on the front end.
All right. Thank you much. I appreciate it. But my question is what? How? Everybody says fix it. Okay, make it a priority. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to reiterate my idea that I had on how to start fixing lead in schools.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I'm sorry, I was in here singing. Sorry. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ann said, our governor has COVID funds he could allocate for lead abatement. Well, he got all that other money. He got that surplus and all this other stuff. And he always wants to give it to public schools. But only certain public schools. Okay. Melody said, correct, MPS County, Milwaukee County, called City Health Department. What should we do about the lead problem? City Health Department said, refurbish or remove. MPS decided, superintendent has say, to just refurbish. MPS call, I have a source. Yeah, it is what it is. Lead toxins, contaminants must be moved, irreversible damage to growing children. What? Well, yeah. So here's the deal. Before the break, we were talking to Melody and Earl about MPS, and Earl said we need to do something, make it a top priority. Which means what? No, I'm not bashing what Earl said. What Earl said is 110% correct. We've got lazy city leaders whose kids may not go to MPS, so they don't really care. But, you know, well, my kids are in public school. Which public school? Is it Whitefish Bay? Like, which one? Wauwatosa? Which one? Menominee Falls? Greendale? Greenfield? Which one? South Milwaukee? Oak Creek? They're right. So we say that, but when it comes down to brass tacks, supporting MPS, yeah, not so much. Well, you always complaining about MPS. Again, I don't complain about stuff I don't care about. If I didn't give two flips about MPS, I would pass up the story every single day. There's a story, and I don't know who it's by, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, WILL-law.org. I just Googled, and it was the one that popped up. So they don't follow state law. They got all these buildings. Now, this is from March 2017. 18, 19, 20 plus 5. That's called 8. So 8 years ago, they talked about the vacant buildings at MPS. 15 of them, to be exact. Now I think they're around 11. Does it matter? Well, here's the deal. How much money can we gather and garner to put together so that we can refurbish a school? What would it take to mitigate lead in a complete school? Get rid of it, remove it, repaint it, and do it. Let's do that to at least 3 to 5 schools simultaneously. It'll probably cost about, I don't know nothing about lead abatement. But somebody will milk them because it's a political organization, right? It's a political entity, so they'll probably milk it for about somewhere between $3 and $5 million for the whole school. Got to pay people, got to remove the material, all that, right? So let's just, for giggles, pick $5 million per school. So let's get $15 million right away. Let's pick 3 of these schools, and I've said this before. Let's pick 3 of these schools. Take however long it's going to take. Starting, like, what's today? The 10th? Let's start May 1st. Mitigate all the schools. It'll probably take a good amount of time. I don't know. 3 months, 6 months. Let's say 3. So by September, we pick what? 3 schools. And we take those schools and transfer them to the schools that have been mitigated. And then we take those 3 schools, and guess what we do? We mitigate those schools while they're in the other schools, because these are vacant buildings that are just sitting there that nobody wants to touch, nobody wants to use, and they don't want to sell them because choice schools or charter schools might go in and, you know, we'll loot. Well, you don't have the kids, no way. But anyway. And then that way, we can take our time, mitigate the schools, save some lives. Start with the youngest kids, or do we start with the kids who've been in lead the longest? See, there's no easy way to fix it other than to fix it. We don't have the money that it would take. Right? We really talk about it, but nobody wants to spend it. So you wonder, how much money does it take to mitigate? And I'm checking now. And I don't know what the square footage of a average school is. A school for lead abatement. And that might even be the right question. The cost to mitigate an entire school, this is from AI Overview, by the way, on Google. The cost to mitigate an entire school for lead abatement can vary greatly. But it's generally a significant expense. Factors like the school size, extent of the lead-based paint, and the chosen abatement methods all influence the final price. A reasonable estimate is somewhere between $8 to $17 per square foot. So let's do this. What's the average cost? What is the average square footage? Can't spell today. Footage of a Milwaukee public school. Just the average square foot, 62,865. So if the average square footage of an MPS building, that's 17.3 million square feet. So if we take the lowest, you want to take the lowest number? Because, you know, we always go to the lowest bidder. I mean, to the lowest bidder? Yeah, we always go to the lowest bidder, right? So let's say $8 per square foot times $17,300,000. It would take $138,400 to mitigate MPS. All the schools, all of them, $138 million, right? So if we're going to get a referendum, and we just had a referendum for $252 million, and they turned around and told us, oh, it's not enough. Sorry, we're going to ask again. Stupidity. Then that's what it's going to take. Because if you think the 142 school buildings, 8 support buildings, and other facilities, averaging about 62,865 square feet each, that's 17.3 million square feet of school they have to abate. And even though we're not abating lead on the floor, because we don't paint the floor in some instances, they're going to include it. They go, hey, square foot. We're going to go square foot. And so what needs to happen is, if we're going to have a referendum, let's have a referendum to abate lead in schools. Would you pay to have that done? Would you pay? And I'm talking to homeowners because, you know, we're the ones that'll end up having to foot the bill. Would you pay for a 10-year, $138 million referendum for lead abatement? 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm interested in what you have to say. Give me a call.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, there are times in life when life tosses a curveball and you have to readjust, realign, rededicate all of your resources, you know, when it's too much month left over at the end of your money. You got to make things better. Sometimes you may know what to do. And many times, it's the first time you've ever had to face an issue, especially when it's financial. You know, we grow up where, let me talk about me. I grew up at a time where your family never really talked about finances. You never really knew how much money your mother or your father made. You might know where they work, but that's about it. You know, for the last couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I've had financial issues that involved family members, and I was able to go in and get advice and make a plan. I'm here to tell you today, one of the reasons I'm here today is that it worked. And Educators are members, and that's what you become. It's not a us and them, it's we. Our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned about profits or the bottom line or shareholders and all that stuff, our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to those same free financial resources. So you can experience more heart and less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. That's Educators Credit Union, insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility is required. 833-212-1017 is the number. Somebody said, Happy Friday Eve. Wow. All right. So somebody said, Joe said it's an expensive task mitigating, modernizing water systems, school infrastructure systems that are totally lead free. So, like, how much is life? How much is a kid's life worth to grow up knowing that you're putting them in a predicament where they can't learn, they can't read, their IQ lessons? Oh, I didn't want to spend the money. That's okay. But if it was your kid, you'd be out there screaming. Well, you should, like Earl said, you should be out there screaming and hollering. But we don't even have city leaders that are doing that. Not one older man or woman has said anything about it. If I'm wrong, and I hope I am, please send me the statement and correct me, because I'm not hearing anything. Mayor hasn't said anything. It's a travesty, but then we don't do anything. Figure out a way to raise money. County, don't care. State, don't care. But let a teacher make an OSHA complaint, and all of a sudden, it's amazing where that money would come from. And the state could pay for it tomorrow, $138 million. Boom, done, COVID money. But what do we do? But what do we do? Always wait for somebody else to do it. And I get talked about and told my children, your children are spoiled. Well, guess what? By the way, top five at five is coming up. That's why my kids went to private school.